Welcome to another Pam's Country Hour. Hope you've had a great week. It's Thursday morning, weekend coming up. Nothing like it is there. I'm going to get straight into it. The first song today is Patti Page doing the Tennessee Mountain Waltz, and this was released in 1950. Anyway, a little bit more about the show soon. Please enjoy Patti.
Dancing with my darling to the Tennessee Waltz, when an old friend I happened to see. I introduced her to my loved one, and while they were dancing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. Remember the night and the Tennessee Waltz. Now I know just how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee.
Tennessee Mountain Waltz is a wonderful song. Sam Cooke does an incredible version of it, probably about a decade and a half later in the 60s. But yes, Patti Page, certainly her version is one of the best out there. So for this week's show, I've actually gone through the Billboard Top 100 for roughly 52 years. And I've taken out from every couple of years, mainly starting in the 1950, and finishing mainly in about 65, but I do have one track from 1979. But I've gone through the Billboard Top 100 for each of the years, and just picked out a couple of classic songs, country songs, songs that I remember from my youth. Next up, country stalwart from the times, 1955, we're jumping to now, Tennessee Ernie Ford, 16 Tons.
Some people say a man is made out of mud, a poor man's made out of muscle and blood and skin and bones, a mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper
St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons of number 9 coal, and the straw boss said, well, bless my soul, you load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble are my middle name. I was raised in the canebrake by an old mama lion. Can't know a high-toned woman make me walk the line. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. If you see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't, a lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
He's a wonderful, wonderful vocalist and lyricist, and he just makes it sound so silken and so easy. The next song is The Ballad of Davy Crockett. Now, this is from 1955 again, and it was number 22 that year in the Billboard Top 100. But the artist is Fess Parker. Now, you may remember Fess played the character of Daniel Boone in that classic 60s TV show, Daniel Boone. But I had no idea that he actually also put out some music. So here is The Ballad of Davy Crockett, as sung by Fess Parker or Daniel Boone.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, greenest state in the land of the free, raised in the woods so's he knew every tree, killed him a bar when he was only 3. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier, fought single-handed through the Indian War, till the Creeks was whipped and the peace was in store. And while he was handling this risky chore, made himself a legend forevermore. Davy, Davy Crockett, the man who don't know fear.
He went off to Congress and served a spell, fixing up a government and laws as well. He took over Washington, so I hear the tale, and patched up a crack in the Liberty Bell.
Davy, Davy Crockett, seeing his duty clear. When he come home, his politicking done, why, the Western March had just begun. So he packed his gear and his trusty gun, and lit out grinning to follow the sun.
Davy, Davy Crockett, leading a pioneer.
He heard of Houston and Austin and so
to the Texas plains he just had to go.
Their freedom was fighting another foe,
and they needed him at the Alamo.
Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier.
Well, what's better, his acting or his singing? I think he does both quite admirably. An amazing talent. Next up, we're jumping to the next year, 1956, and number 18 on the Billboard Top 100 that year was Carl Perkins with Blue Suede Shoes. Now, arguably, it's a rock and roll song, but Carl Perkins has always to me, identified as a country guitar player. So how can you put it? It's one of those blends from country to rock and roll, but certainly Carl is country in his roots. Here we go. Blue Suede Shoes, Carl Perkins.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place, and do anything that you want to do. But honey, lay off of my shoes, and don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe. Car, you drank my liquor from my old fruit jar. You do anything that you wanna do, but honey, lay off of them shoes and don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe. Rock! Money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe. But it's blue, blue, blue suede shoe. Blue, blue, blue suede shoe.
Yeah, Blue Suede Shoes, there you go. One of the most covered songs, I believe, in musical history. But, you know, when it's good, it's good. Next up, we have one of the few Johnny Cash songs I found in the Billboard Top 100. Now, obviously, the Billboard Top 100 isn't like it's everything. It's, you know, rock and roll, country, whatever's coming out. And Johnny's career was just starting at about this point, 1958. And this is the song, Guess Things Happen That Way. Classic country in my books, and that wonderful low dulcet tone of Johnny Cash, and of course the Tennessee too. Luther Perkins on guitar and W.C. Grace on bull fiddle or double bass. Here we go.
Well, you ask me if I'll forget my baby. I guess I will someday. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. You ask me if I'll get along. I guess I will some way. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. God gave me that girl to lean on, then he put me on my own. Heaven help me be a man and have the strength to stand alone. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. You ask me if I'll miss her kisses. I guess I will every day. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. You ask me if I'll find another. I don't know, I can't say. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. God gave me that girl to lean on, then he put me on my own. Heaven help me be a man, have the strength to stand alone. I don't like like it, but I guess things happen that way.
Oh, you can feel the jive that Johnny sort of later had in his music coming out of that song. The next one is, we're jumping to 1959, and number one of that year was Johnny Horton's The Battle of New Orleans. Now, I know this song pretty intimately. It took me years to learn it, and I thank God for all those years I listened to it as a kid, because when I do my live country set on either my mandolin or guitar, The Battle of New Orleans is always a favorite. So here's the original, the classic Johnny Horton.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run him on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise if we didn't fire muskets till we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down, so we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind, and when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, a true classic, and I believe it was the Christmas song of that year. Next up, we have Stonewall Jackson. Now, I don't know a lot about Stonewall Jackson, but I do know that they were one of Dolly Parton's favourite bands. So here they are with the song Waterloo, which in 1959 made it to 32 in the Billboard charts.
And that that's when Napoleon met his Waterloo.
It's pretty easy to see why they're one of Dolly Parton's favourite acts. They've certainly got that beautiful tone in their guitars. Wonderful music, wonderful feel. Now, the next song is, how do you put it? I have a love-hate relationship with it. It's Johnny Preston doing Running Bear. Now, I've always loved the song since I was a kid, but I find it these days just a little bit, you know, sort of like dehumanising or racist towards Native Americans. But still and all, Running Bear's a great song and tells the story of, I think, Hiawatha. Anyway, here we go, Johnny Preston, Running Bear, and it was number 4 in 1960s Billboard Top 100.
Boomba, 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 boomba.
On the bank of the river stood Running Bear, young Indian brave. On the other side of the river stood his lovely Indian maid. Little white dove was her name, such a lovely sight to see. But their tribes fought with each other, so their love could never be. Running Bear, love little white dove, with a love big as the sky. Running Bear, love little white dove, with a love that couldn't die. He couldn't swim the raging river, 'cause the river was too wide. He couldn't reach little white dove waiting on the other side. In the moonlight he could see her throwing kisses across the waves. Her little heart was beating faster, waiting there for her brave. A Running Bear, love little white dove, with a love big as the sky. Running Bear, love little white dove, with a love that couldn't die. Running Bear dove in the water, little white dove did the same. And they swam out to each other, through the swirling stream they came. As their hand touched and their lips met, the raging river pulled them down. Now they'll always be together in that happy hunting ground. Running Bear, love little white dove, with a love big as the sky. Running Bear, love little white dove, with a love that couldn't die.
Okay, now going still in 1960 and dropping down to the 15th position, we have the classic song by Marty Robbins, El Paso, you know, down in the, you know, Texas town of El Paso. It's a wonderful song, tells a wonderful love story. Marty Robbins, I believe this song really sort of cemented him in the country music community, I believe, and really got his name known. So here we go, El Paso, Marty Robbins.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina, music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden, I was in love but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. Dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love. So in anger I challenged his right for the love of this maiden, down went his hand for the gun that he wore. My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. The handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor. Out through the back door of Roses I ran, out where the horses were tied. I caught a good one, it looked like it could run. Up on its back and away I did ride, just as fast as I could, from the West Texas town of El Paso back to the badlands of New Mexico. Back in El Paso my life would be worthless. Everything's gone in life, nothing is left. It's been so long since I've seen the young maiden, my love is stronger than my fear of death. I saddled up and away I did go, riding alone in the dark. Maybe tomorrow a bullet may find me, tonight nothing's worse than this pain in my heart. And at last here I am on the hill overlooking El Paso, I can see Rose's Cantina below. My love is strong and it pushes me onward, down off the hill to Felina I go. Off to my right I see five mounted cowboys, off to my left right a dozen or more. Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me, I have to make it to Rose's back door. Something is dreadfully wrong, for I feel a deep burning pain in my side. Though I am trying to stay in the saddle, I'm getting weary, unable to ride. But my love for Felina is strong, and I rise where I've fallen. Though I am weary, I can't stop to rest. I see the white puff of smoke from the rifle, I feel the bullet go deep in my chest. From out of nowhere, Felina has found me, kissing my cheek as she kneels by my side. Cradled by two loving arms that I'll die for, one little kiss and Felina good.
Jimmy Dean's not a name you hear that often, but in 1961, Jimmy Dean got number 87 in the top 100 with a song, Big Bad John. Now, I remember this song. It's a bit of a coal miner's song, Big Bad John. Bit of a sad song in the end. John doesn't make it out, but we've all heard it before, so no secrets there. Jimmy Dean, Big Bad John.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John, Big John, Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. Didn't say much, kind of quiet and shy, but if he spoke at all, he just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land. Big John. Big John. Big John, Big Bad John.
Big John.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when the timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast. Everybody thought that they'd breathed the last except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well. Grabbed a sagging timber, gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone. Big John. Big John. Big John. Big Bad John.
Big John.
With all his strength, he gave a mighty shove. Then a miner yelled out, "There's a light up above." And 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave. Now there's only one left down there to save, Big John. With jacks and timbers, they started back down. Then came that rumble way down on the ground. And the smoke and gas belched out of that mine. Everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big John. Big John. Big John, Big Bad John.
Big John.
Now they never reopened that worthless pit. They just placed a marble stand in front of it. These few words written on that stand: at the bottom of this mine lies a big, big man, Big John.
Big John, Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Big John. Well, I believe this song, the next song, is all about Wolverton Mountain down in Virginia. And just the name Wolverton Mountain should give it away. It's the song Wolverton Mountain by Claude King. You know, how can you put it? If you hadn't heard this one at one of the country dances I went to as a kid, you just didn't have your ears open. You know, it's an absolute classic. I love it to death. So, Wolverton Mountain, Claude King, here we go.
They say don't go on Wolverton Mountain if you're looking for a wife, 'cause Clifton Clowers has a pretty young daughter. He's mighty handy with a gun and a knife. Her tender lips,
her tender lips
are sweeter than honey, and Wolverton Mountain protects her there. The bears and the birds tell Clifton Clowers if a stranger should enter there. All of my dreams are on Wolverton Mountain. I want his daughter for my wife. I'll take my chances and climb that mountain. Though Clifton Clowers, he might take my life. Her tender lips,
her tender lips
are sweeter than honey, and Wolverton Mountain protects her there. The bears and the birds tell Clifton Clowers if a stranger should wander there. Well, I'm going up on Wolverton Mountain. It's too lonesome down here below. It's just not right to hide his daughter from the one who loves her so. Her tender lips are sweeter than honey, and Wolverton Mountain protects her there. The bears and the birds tell Clifton Clowers, if a stranger should wander there. But I don't care about Clifton Clowers. I'm gonna climb up on his mountain. I'm gonna take the girl I love. I don't care about Clifton Clowers. I'm gonna climb up on that mountain, and I'll get the one I love. I don't care about Clifton Clowers. I'm gonna climb up on that mountain.
You really can't have a country show unless you get a little bit of Patsy Cline in there. I love Patsy. Walk After Midnight, all those classic songs she did. Wonderful, wonderful singer, beautiful vibe, and I believe she is one of the queens of country music, old country, a little bit like Maybelle, Sarah Carter, you know, that sort of style. Patti Page, similar style, but here's a song, She's Got You by Patsy Cline.
I've got your picture that you gave to me, and it's signed with love, just like it used to be. The only thing different, the only thing new, I've got your picture, she's got you. I've got the records that we used to share, and they still sound the same as when you were here. The only thing different, the only thing new, I've got the records, she's got you. I've got your memory, or has it got me? I really don't know, but I know it won't let me be. I've got your class ring that proved you care, and it still looks the same as when you gave it, dear. The only thing different, the only thing new, I've got these little things, she's got you. I've got your memory, or has it got me? I really don't know. I've got your class ring that proved you cared, and it still looks the same as when you gave it, dear. The only thing different, the only thing new, I've got these little things, she got you.
Well, the show's nearly over. We've got a couple of songs to go. And this week they have all been from the Billboard Top 100, mainly ranging in the years 1950 to 1965. And indeed, the next song was number 12 in 1965, Roger Miller, King of the Road.
Trailer for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes. Ah, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road, third boxcar, midnight train, destination Bangor, Maine. Wool worn out suit and shoes, I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found, short but not too big around. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. I know every engineer on every train, all of the children and all of their names, and every handout in every town, and every lock that ain't locked when no one's around. I sing trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes. Ah, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. Trailers for sale, rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. I ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that. The next song will take us out. It's Charlie Daniels Band in 1979. They got number 50 position with The Devil Went Down to Georgia. It's a classic little piece of hillbilly country. Beautiful fiddle line, shows you what a country fiddle is all about. And also the sort of harmonies that had evolved, for country music from that evolution in the 50 to 65 period. I think Charlie Daniels Band certainly gives us a wonderful example of, you know, where classic country went. Next week's show, we'll be getting back to a little bit of bluegrass and a little bit of local content with some more of the Bode recordings. Anyway, have a wonderful week and catch up with you next time.
Down to Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what, I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too, and if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet, you're gonna regret, cause I'm the best as ever been." "Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul." The devil opened wrapped up his case and he said, I'll start this show. And fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow. And he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss. And then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. Finished, Johnny said, well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, let your dog back, no child, no. The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat. And he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best there's ever been. He played, found the mountain, run, boy, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. The chicken in the bread pan, I'm picking out dough. Granny, will you don't fight no child, no.